This is the Tuesday, March 8th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Got you covered with a variety of action for today and tonight. Champ week, busy already, getting started early in the day. But like we always do, we'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined by Tyler Fulgham. How are you, my man?
Doing well this Tuesday morning. Not as well, though, as Aaron Rodgers, who is $200 million richer.
Yeah, really fat contract there, and prevents us from a crazy summer of just tracking this nonsense. So it is what it is. But let's move in terms of thank God. So we're all appreciative of that. Obviously, there's a domino effect in the betting market, things like that. But we got to get to some games today. I'll start with the Nets. The number's up to 3, was 2.5, 3. I have to lay it. I think this is a virtual must win for a team that has had some tough competition, most notably the Celtics over the weekend and some other games where, you know, you get both Kyrie and KD in this game. I'm going to lay it, even though I like the Charlotte team, but, and I have to side with Brooklyn, just, you know, the old cliche, needing it more.
Yeah. I was last night looking at this line and I was going to play the under, which was 241.5, but that's already dropped as of this morning, 2 points to 239.5. So a little less attraction to the under, although 239.5 is still pretty high. But when KD is back and Kyrie can play on the road against a Charlotte team that pushes the pace, it was the 2.4 that caught my attention. Now that I see a 230 number, it's less appealing. So I may pivot to this player prop with KD over 29.5 points. Even though the total is coming down, it's still very high, close to 240. He's averaged 34 points per game in his two games. He's returned from, you know, 6 weeks off, and he's had 31 and 37 in those games. He's taken 21 field goal attempts per game in those two outings, and he's gotten to the free throw line 10 times per game. So with those opportunities in terms of shots and free points at the charity stripe in a game that's expected to be a high scoring one, I'll play KD to score 30 at least again in his third game back.
Okay, good. Anything else jumping out to you?
Yeah, a couple that I really do like that aren't necessarily big games, but the Pacers and Cavs. I'm going to play that over 222.5. I might isolate the Cavs side as well over 113.5. The Pacers have all of a sudden become kind of like the Houston Rockets of the Eastern Conference. They play fast since they've retooled their roster or sold off some pieces, and their defensive rating has plummeted. It's 117.2 over their last 15 games, which ranks 28th in the NBA over that time. But if that was a defensive rating for the entire season, it would be dead last, worse than the Houston Rockets. Similarly, I'm going to attack the Suns team total over 113.5. They're visiting Orlando, and Orlando's another team that all of a sudden has turned into this supercharged, fast-paced team that doesn't really play good defense. Their 102.5 pace over the last 15 games is the second fastest in the NBA behind only the Minnesota Timberwolves. So those are two teams that have kind of changed their style of play. And if you have caught on to that trend and how they've changed since, you know, the first few months of the season, you've probably been able to cash some tickets with the games they've been involved in, especially isolating the teams that they're playing against, especially when those teams are good. The Cavs are a good team, although they're more of a defensive team. The Suns are a great team, even without CP3 and Book. So I have no problem isolating those two teams against bad Eastern Conference squads that are playing fast and not much defense.
All right. The game that stands out, I just, whenever the Memphis Grizzlies play, I'm going to be on their first quarter team total over. I've lost count what this thing has hit. It's like 13 or 14 or something ridiculous like that. They lead the NBA in first quarter scoring. And it's just one of those things where they come out of the gates and it's been clicking. So I'm not going to get away from it, especially when they're playing a, you know, team that's going to want to push the pace like the Pelicans. So I'm going to keep riding this gravy train.
Like it.
College hoops now with some conference tourneys, the early games. Obviously, we have Gonzaga and St. Mary's tonight. I lean Gonzaga first half. Obviously, what happened last time they faced the Gales. But the one I like the most is Clemson minus -5 against NC State. This Wolfpack team obviously deteriorating down the stretch. Clemson found a little bit of a groove. They won a handful of games in a row. I'm going to side with the Tigers here, even though you're laying a big number on a neutral court at 5. But still, you know, I think it's the right side here. This NC State team's kind of packed it in.
Yeah, I can see that. The St. Mary's Gonzaga game is the only game today that's kind of caught my eye, with St. Mary's catching 13 points. We know St. Mary's, you know, just beat Gonzaga a little bit ago. Gonzaga obviously is, you know, the better team. That's not what I'm here to argue, but 13 just seems like a lot. You know, I took the points with the Dons in the semifinal, and they covered that because I think it was 14.5, 15, and Gonzaga won by just 10 or 11. So similarly, I just think Gonzaga, it doesn't have to, you know, go out there and win by 30 points to impress anyone. They're going to be on the one line no matter what. So I just don't know if they have the motivation in this type of game that St. Mary's might. And I think St. Mary's is a good team that can match up with them well. So the 13 points that St. Mary's is getting also kind of intrigues me on the college slate tonight.
All right. Good stuff as always. And we're going to have an early edition of Daily Wager, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, to set the table for a busy day in game of games. And obviously some big news, like you mentioned earlier, with Aaron Rodgers. So thanks to everyone. We'll catch you later on the linear version.